Hello, community, 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 the good community, whoever's listening in, whoever somehow has a relationship with me and we've connected in some way, in some regard, in the last, 26 years of my life. I've been very privileged to have met so many amazing people and have so many amazing people in my life support me through this last year, which has been my darkest year. Some job changes, starting to work for myself, some disappointments, but also falling into a deep depression where I wasn't really all there. So I liked to thank weed for making it this far, but the truth is it was the community behind me who kind of always pushed me in the right direction, even though I didn't always listen. And I mean that in many different ways because, I speak in this weird digital format that doesn't come native to a lot of you. Right now I'm talking to you on my Zoom H4N, which is typically plugged into two XLR cables and two microphones, and I'm having a conversation with someone. But this is actually a handheld digital audio recorder that gives me radio quality audio. And I'm just pacing around my house right now because I need to be able to disconnect. I grew up online in a much different way than many you have or many of your kids currently are. And I'm trying to use those skills as what I would call an edgelord, a meme lord, or cringe lord, or whatever you guys want to call it. Or just a degenerative 4chan anon. I'm trying to use that for good, and through that, I've done some weird stuff, and it's also been my outlet to scream, because this is one of my native tongues. I understand how to communicate with people in ways that they want to communicate. A lot of us have social anxiety. I used to not be able to approach Kayla, who is now my wife. We were once at TRU, and it was just like a big presentation or something, and we weren't dating yet. And I went out to her, she was getting her bags and stuff, and I just said hi, she said hi, and she looked down and ran away. Right? Like, so some of us don't know how to communicate in what would be considered traditional ways. So we use these other forms of communication, which isn't wrong, right? In school, I had an IEP, an independent or individual education plan, which basically told teachers all of my faults so they could be prepared for it. To the point where one teacher in grade 10 let me just walk out of the classroom rather than be a disruption. And of course, I got in trouble for walking the halls, and that's a different story. But that's a story that I can tell if you guys want. And I know a lot of you aren't used to the format of podcasts. That's fine. It's on Spotify now. So you can check it on Spotify if you want to listen to, a conversation. But if you want to listen to me just kind of pace, talk, express my feelings, put it out there, and kind of expel some creative juices, tune in. This is this IGTV thing is essentially it's where podcasting was when I first kind of started trying to podcast myself. That was like 2015. I was dabbling in it, and but even I've been listening to podcasts for sure since grade 10, because I remember my very first job. Was it grade 10? Grade 11. It was grade 11. It was grade 11 because I wasn't playing sports anymore, and because I got this job in the very first week of school at a dry cleaners. And I would listen to podcasts on my Microsoft Zoom while I tagged and bagged and did the whole distribution of the clothing when I was there. I was the whole shopkeep. I did everything except for actually doing the dry cleaning, the pressing. And it was run by this old Italian man who learned to tailor in Argentina, Arturo. And he taught me a lot of lessons. And It was a lot of hard work, but it was very I was very grateful every 2 weeks to get that paycheck, handwritten check for my efforts, and that allowed me to buy my first whitewater kayak, a little lime green Jackson All-Star 2007. Yeah, that was a that kayak is an important part of my journey, and if you want to hear those stories, I've got a lot of stories. I know how to express those stories and share those stories, and I'm watching my audio recorder right now, right? I'm watching the levels, and I have a 10-minute cap. And as I pump these out and figure out new creative ways to share them, right? You can interact and let me know what you think. And find me on Twitter. I think Twitter's gonna be my preferred place to kind of chat like a water cooler, like openly or whatever be. Facebook's a little bit draining on me these days. Instagram's quite positive because that's the culture of the Instagram communities I'm part of. But yeah, anyways, thanks guys for listening in. Nevin, aka your boy Cameo, Lil Meme Lord, Cameo the Goat, Webby the Goat, whatever persona that we've ever interacted under or whatever be it, I apologize if I was ever toxic to you as well. So I'm working through it, guys. I'm working through it. Cheers. Bye.